Deborah, with her 30 years of being an entrepreneur and creating over 7 companies, knows exactly what it means to accept the mission. When you make that decision, when you accept the mission to become a solopreneur, to take yourself and your talents to market, then you embrace a life of not only unlimited possibilities, but also the unknown. It's an elixir of fear and bravery that only someone who's taken the leap really understands. On our show, Deb digs deep with her guest to highlight what you, the listener, wants to know. The stories, the whys, and the hows to navigate the journey to success. Get ready to hear from some of the most incredible mission takers from Generation Z to Boomers. So sit up, perk up, and get ready to be blown away. Now here is your host, Deborah Drummond.
Hello, welcome back to the most... Bumpy audience today. You know I'm going to run out of this. You guys know that, right? Because I'm like, you're the best, you're the coolest. Last time, I don't know, creative, so you're the funkiest. No, honestly, you are the best. Thank you. Because you know what? You actually let us know that what we're putting out there, you guys are having a good time with, you're learning from, you send me messages, you support, you're cheering on, you're passing on these beautiful interviews and pieces of information to people that you know need to hear what our speakers are saying. And honestly, that's why we spend the time on here, gifting you this information and sharing this fun and kind of couch conversation, because people need to hear what, you know, and I'm so grateful that Catherine, for example, is going to come on and teach you and talk to you about something you probably have never thought about before. Honestly, until I met her, either did I. It's something, here's your hint. It's something you've probably done. It's something that you probably fretted in school. You either fretted or you aced it. And it brings up the, what? You can do what? Anyways, you guys know I love innovative marketing. She is the queen of innovative marketing. But before I get there, again, thank you so very much. If you were wondering, what's this woman talking about? Our show was called Mission Accepted. And we get to talk to the coolest people from Gen Z to double boomer that are out there just rocking it, that somehow, some way decided to take on the mission of being an entrepreneur, an entrepreneur, a creative, a singer, people in media that are doing all this self-funding, cool, you know, journey. They said yes for some reason. And we want to know why. We want to know why. So Catherine, thank you so much for coming on. I know that we have met in many different circles, talking lots about business, lots about life. I mean, honestly, your last name's O'Leary. So, you know, you were in my world automatically. I'm like, do you like whiskey? do you like whiskey? And we went and had
Do you like
we met at a really incredible media event and had some fun together in Orlando. So thanks for taking the time today. I know you're a busy lady. So tell us your mission. Tell us what got you on this journey of being an entrepreneur, my friend.
Oh yeah. So it's been a little while. I'm known as, so thank you, first of all, Deb and the community for having me. I'm very excited to be here. I'm actually, it's a little echoey. I'm in a hotel in Mexico, at a retreat. I love the business that lets me, work from anywhere. And how I got here, I'm known as the quiz queen. I didn't start off wanting to be the quiz queen. It's not something you grow up wanting to be. I wanted to be the Wolf of Wall Street. So I actually went to business school and worked in corporate as a market research and consumer insights specialist. And I worked 25 years with most of the Fortune 100, either for them or with them, all around asking consumers what they wanted, what they needed, what they, you know, challenged with, and then using that information to come up or help corporations like Apple and Pepsi to come up with new product innovation, marketing campaigns, sales campaigns, whatever that looks. So a little bit of translating corporate, you know, into corporate ease, all the consumer challenges. And then I live in Toronto. It's a little cold sometimes in the winter, a little snowy. And I had a 3-hour a day commute, and it just got too much. And I decided, this is pre-COVID, I decided enough was enough. And I took a package and decided to go online, and I started in network marketing, and it was fabulous. I had a great product. I love the people, I love the events, but what was challenging for me, and became more and more challenging and expensive, was lead generation. So really finding those clients and those leads that weren't the tire kickers and the freebie seekers, they, you know, the people that were serious about, you know, owning their own businesses, becoming part of a team, and actually, you know, getting involved. It was just really hard to find them. And I tried everything. I mean, I tried Facebook ads, you know, I was throwing hand over fist money at it. Tried to be an SEO expert in, you know, 12.4 seconds. You know how that works. And I tried to do, like, you know, maybe if I just get everyone on a sales call, I can, you know, I'll, like, they'll get it then. And, you know, there came a day when I didn't want to get out of bed. I was faced with another 5 hours of calls that I knew would go nowhere. And I just wanted to hide under the covers. And I thought, you know, Jesus, Maddie and Joseph, what have I gotten myself into? And I just was like, I don't want to get out of bed. And yeah. Like, I mean, my business wasn't making me money. It was costing me money. And I had that moment that, you know, that moment that just 2.3 seconds where maybe that 3 hour drive won't be so bad. Maybe I can do that again. I've had a break. Maybe I can go back to it. And then kind of dug into my heart and kind of really thought about that for, you know, not, it didn't take long. I realized that there's not enough podcasts or audiobooks in the world to make me get back in the car for that long. So I dug in and I figured it out, and I figured out how to encourage those best clients to find me. So how to really attract my best clients. So the clients that really needed that personal development, wanted to start a business, wanted to have that support system of, you know, network marketing is a fabulous business model. And I was able to start attracting them through a conversation of a series of questions, or what is known as a quiz. And it's the way that I started this kind of journey into entrepreneurism. So network marketing got me in, the quizzes kind of kept me.
I love that. Let's unpack what you just said, because there's a lot of great stuff in there, right? Obviously, I share the same love and a desire around the direct sales business, because it is available to anyone at any time. And I always say it is the most equal opportunity employer. If you're willing to learn and grow through it, then it can take you to that Wolf on Wall Street. I saw the movie, I didn't retain it like you did, but it can take you to anywhere that you want to go. But there's a personal development, and thank you for being, you know, transparent. You know, I think in the world of entrepreneurship, when I say that people have taken on the mission, and that truly it's not a one-day gig. Oh, I'm going to take on the mission. You actually, I believe every morning you wake up on a very subconscious level, go, okay. You go, okay. When you look at your planner and you pick up your first meeting, you say, okay, I'm in for another 24. You might have a 5-year plan. You might have a 1-year plan. And trust me, I'm the queen of planners. I'm telling you, plan, strategy, reverse engineer. You know, I've got more, you know, whiteboards, and we've got that. But you every day have a quiet little, okay, or I don't want to. Or, I mean, if an entrepreneur has been around long enough and they say that they haven't had that time where they think that maybe going back to what they did before isn't easier, then they're not, you know what, then they're not risking enough. You know, I think that that's kind of what I think. But thank you for being transparent on having that. I didn't want to get out of bed, because within that is also opportunity. If you work through it, that's where having a great circle, that's where having a great mind. You know, I heard, you know, you're like, you know, you might have been channeling your dad a little bit there. And, you know, like, we hear those things that just say, you know, what is it that I'm doing? Or it's not working. Like, it's not working. Like, when something's not working, it can be painful. Like, it can hurt you when your business isn't going the way that you want it to go, right? So you obviously found an innovative way. I love how you laid that out for us. I love that. I think that's really important to know. It's part of the mission is staying on path and finding another way. Like, you know, do we need to hear there's more than one road to Rome anymore? Probably not. So here's this world of innovation. You know, this is a new world, right? This is a new world of coming up with things that may have worked in the past, but innovating them. And the one thing I love about what you're talking about, and I'm going to be honest with you, it took me a little while. Like, I met you and I'm like, she does quizzes. Okay. And then I know one of the biggest barriers in the network marketing, direct sales, home party, I don't care what you call it, relationship marketing, whatever you call it, sometimes it can be difficult with Facebook ads. It can be different with Google ads because they don't support that sector, which drives me crazy, which is why I do books in that industry because it is such an open industry that should be honored, not like, oh, put over there. But that's a different podcast. We'll come back and talk about that one. But you sometimes they you can't market in the same way. You don't have the same the same leasehold. So using quizzes, when you first said it to me, I honestly had to digest it for a while, and I didn't really take it in until the more I talked to you, the more I saw what you were talking about. So tell us about this, because when you talk about how this can scale your business, which is what we all want, when you say that this is part of your marketing, is it your marketing strategy? Is it your sales strategy? Is it a piece that puts them together? Like, Catherine, give it to us in kind of linear terms.
Yeah, so I think just to follow up what you were saying, entrepreneurship is a choice, and it's a choice every day. And it might be a simple choice, but it's not going to be easy. And it's gonna you're gonna need to commit to it every day. And you know what? I fired myself all the time, and then the next day I rehired myself. You get to do that. So like go easy on yourself, but it will challenge you. And it's not for the faint of heart. And it's not for if you want to make six figures in 6 seconds, go to the casino. Because that's probably a better use of your time. It's just it will make you work for it. But what I found was that my marketing strategies, like Facebook and LinkedIn and so on, even whether you could or could not say certain things on certain platforms, they're like those strategies go straight to a sales page, typically. And for me, what it was doing was going straight to a $2,000 or $3,000 conversation. That's a little bit more of a jump than people in North America in particular can make. So, they want a little more know, like, and trust. They want a little more freebies or calls or something along those lines. They want a conversation. They want a little bit more of a touch point than just, here's a really nice ad about lifestyle and then go straight into a product sell. It's a little bit of proposing marriage on the first date. So it's a bit too abrupt. And what you want to do is you want to link, like your marketing strategies might be great. It's just that you need a little bit of connection, and you need a little bit of a pass through between your marketing strategy to your sales strategy. If you sat down with your friend and they had a problem, you wouldn't go straight into a solution. Likely, you're going to ask a couple of questions because honestly, you go straight to a solution, you don't really know the problem yet. So it's a little suspect if you're going straight into a solution. Similar to, online marketing and other strategies, speak to sell, JV partnerships, networking, you go straight into a solution, and it's a little cart before horse. But if you start a conversation, you have that, okay, tell me about your business. Tell me about what your desires are. Tell me what your struggles are. Tell me where you want to be in a year. And awesome, by the way, here's a couple of things that you can do immediately to start, knocking some of that off your list and get a little closer to those dreams. And now a warm invitation goes out to if you want to learn more, if you want to have the next conversation with me. Then you go to the webinar, the sales page, the one-on-one call. You've had a little bit of a two-way conversation, and I structure that. The vehicle of that is a quiz. And it's simply a, taking the problem that your end client, your best clients, only your best clients, taking that problem that they want to solve, turning that into a quiz hook or something that's going to catch their attention. It's something that they're probably losing sleep over. And then how can you help them, learn a little bit about them, let them learn a little bit about themselves and you, then offer a little bit of a tidbit as your lead, as your freebie, and then the invite. So you've created a little bit more of a link. It's a little bit more comfortable, a little less salesy, and to be honest, it's on a platform that you can ask and talk about anything that you want. So topic, whatever topics that are ha that you know, you have your business in, whether it's weight loss or health supplements or personal development, or, you know, you're scaling your coaching, business coaches going from 6 to 7 figures, whatever it is, you're doing tarot card readings. It can all go on a quiz, and the link for that can live anywhere. So anywhere you can put a link in your emails, in your, on your business card, on your Instagram, bio, your quiz can live there because it's just a link to an external site.
Okay. So let's pretend that I'm a newbie, because your product, this product that you have, quizzes, I've not seen a lot in the market. So I grant you for pioneering. And so I can, you know, this is what happens. I hear all sorts of questions when I'm doing these podcasts. So, whether I'm new or not new. Okay. So this is great. So there's this link that people, you're like, oh my gosh, it was so great to meet you. You know what? I'd love for you to fill out my quiz. It's super cool. And when you do, you get my 3 top tips to, you know, being fabulous. Now I can hear a question for people that are maybe they're newer in business. They don't necessarily know their avatar. They don't know, like, they're like, okay, here's a quiz. Where do I put the quiz? How do I know where my 6 or 7 figure people are? Like, do you do anything, or is it something that they should have that information a little bit beforehand? Can you answer that?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. So a quiz works best if you know your offer and you've got you really understand your benefits, in terms of, you know, once you go through this transformation program or offer or service or use these products, these are the, you know, these are the things you're going to get. That's what actually you can create the quiz hook from, because quizzes are taken from front to back. So they're taken Q1, Q2, Q3. They're created from back to front. So you start with the offer and you work backwards and reverse engineer everything. So you need your offer, and it works best if you understand your best client, because that's the question that you need to put out there to attract them. So you really do need to understand your target audience and niche that down as much as possible before a quiz is going to be really effective for you. So it tends to work better for people that have, you know, tested their offers and have, you know, some of that, a little bit of that history with their target audience.
Right.
It can be for newer people, but you tend to throw the net a little wider, and then you lose a little bit of the vetting of, I only want to talk to my best people. Other people can get in, and that kind of defeats the purpose a little bit.
Right. But I think if I know you correctly, you help people with that. You've helped people narrow that down because you know the quiz world. And then the other thing is, you know what? When someone doesn't know their avatar, like truly know their avatar, and, you know, people are so sick of me hearing that. I teach it on, you know, come work with someone like me, or come work with someone that's in avatar world. They can help you really nail it down. Even people that think they know their avatar don't really always know exactly their avatar until they do something like that. And I would think that at least that would define it for them, because what you'll see eventually is when you're casting your net a little wide, you'll see who's responding and who's not. That in itself is going to tell you a little bit about your, oh, let's look at, they live, oh, wow, it's everybody that's in, I got a lot of California here. There's a lot of people from, 60% of people are from California. Oh, maybe my product is really, you know, because it's an after sun product. Well, yeah, no kidding, because it's, you know what I mean? I think it's defined, it can help define as well. So walk us through the process. You've got that, you, when you say Q3, Q2, Q1, what does that mean? So you send out a quiz. Are you doing it on Facebook? Like, are you sending it out to people, or is it just asking people as you go?
Yeah. So if you think about your kind of marketing strategies are up at here, and you got bubbles, right? So you've got, you know, maybe LinkedIn as a circle, and you've got networking, and you've got you know, like JV partnerships, you've got Instagram, whatever those bubbles are. And you funnel them down into you want to capture their emails eventually, right? So however you want to do that, if it's a lead magnet that people are downloading, like your checklist or your 3 things to be, like, you know, super fabulous, that's fine. The issue with those right now is that 80% of them are never opened once they're downloaded. So it creates a bit of a question of who's on your list, because if they're not reading your content, they're not really knowing you yet. But what a quiz does is it captures that email similar. So you're still building your email list, But you're now engaging them in a question answer conversation where they are kind of going through a little bit of, okay, well, here's my business. My challenges. Okay, I'm going to check that one, that one. That one's, I'm pretty good on that one. This one, then the next question might be, in 6 months, I'd like to be, you know, at six figures, at $1 million, at, you know, 10 new team members, whatever that looks like. Once they've communicated with you a little bit and they put that time in, we're talking 60 seconds. Like, we're not talking, you know, lifetime relationship here. And then you're inviting them to, you're giving them insights. So you're giving them that lead, like you're giving them that freebie. So within the quiz, you're actually giving them the freebie right away.
And I loved how you were sharing with me before. So you guys really get this. And so I know that a lot of you are entrepreneurs and you know entrepreneurs and you're looking for new sales things and we're looking for new things to try. And the one thing that I loved that Catherine had shared with me, which just really I wanted to have her on the show, was that based on sometimes some of the answers that they answer, you have different replies, right? So you can really tailor it so that it's true, it's authentic. They are sharing with you information and you are being able to give them something because they're, you know, they're category A, B, or C, and you can give them something that's more personalized to them. And I love how you said it's 60 seconds. Like, it's 1 or 2 minutes that people are taking time to do this quiz. And if we're at the place where we're having an 80% non-read rate of your, you know, whatever it is, this, you know, three fabulous tips or whatever it is, then that's something very significant. Like, that's a significant number when you're looking at having your marketing, and we're all looking to kind of have that scale, right? So I love how you listed off as well the different companies, because a lot of times when people hear innovation marketing, they hear dollars. You know, they're like, ooh, I don't know. That's way out of my, but when you look at innovative marketing is just something that's working that might sound a little different. That's what I try to get people to understand around innovative marketing. And you're obviously acing that. What an interesting career to be in. Like, can you share with us, maybe, you know, let's share a success story, because those are great, but can you share with us, like, give people an example, put something to it, a picture to it. Who came to you and what did they do and what was their results?
Yeah, perfect. So I had a client, her name was Linda, and she was launching a new women's mastermind all about being unstoppable. So it was called The New Courageous Woman. And she really wanted to really talk about strengths and getting through some of the barriers that women tend to put in their own place. In order to grow, especially in the business world. And she used a couple of lead magnets, but she used a quiz among them. And the quiz actually produced a 3-to-1 ratio. So she got three times the number of leads for the same amount of money off the quiz. And they were higher quality leads. So they you know, converted better. So they more people that did the quiz, not only did she get more people in her system, more of them actually, you know, entered the mastermind. So all her number, like all her metrics went up. So if you can get better quality, you'll get more people showing up to your webinar. If you get more people showing up to your webinar and they're all better quality, you'll get more sales, because all through the chain, you've just upped your game. So that's, and you haven't spent any more money, effort, resources on the marketing strategies. You can use that same ball of wax, if you will, put a conversation in between the strategy here and your sales strategies. Everything gets up, you know, upgraded, and you have, you know, potentially from a four figure to a five figure or a six figure launch.
Right. And so it's great for people that are like maybe adding something new into their business. Like, hey, I'm doing this. You could send this quiz or questionnaire to your email database or to your friends and family or to your whatever. And I think, you know, when I hear that as someone who's been in business for, you know, a couple months, you know, I think it's kind of new and appealing. I think, you know, if you send out something like this, it's different than the promotion of the month or the discount of the month or the Christmas package or the Father's Day package. It's like, hey, you guys, let's have some fun here. Let's have some fun here. And I've got a quiz that I've created because I got some really cool stuff coming down the pipeline. And I just think that this would be fun. When you think about having that interactive, it's also something that people get to participate in. Do people offer things like do this quiz and you'll get this? Is that kind of how it works? Is like you're, or is it just like, hey, have some fun with this? And
yeah, it's more, I mean, you want to ask a question in such a way that the people, like your best clients, want the answer to that. So like if you are, you know, a sleep coach and for, you know, parents and your toddler isn't sleeping through the night, you know, like how do I get my kid to sleep at night? You know, like, and then that, oh, I want that. Or, you know, it might be you know, what's your heart centered avid, like, you know, your heart centered archetype. And, you know, maybe you create some, well, you're a creative or you're an influencer or you're a, you know, a helper or, you know, you're.
Right.
You get to create your own world within the quiz. So you can put people into like the different buckets. They just don't know that that's what's happening because you've designed it from back to front. They're taking it from front to back. So when they reach the end, they think, oh my God, Deb is in my head. Like, how did that happen? This is so weird. Well, of course I want to work with her because she obviously knows me because she has just answered that one question, given me some tips. And that's the other thing is that the quiz is actually the lead magnet. So you don't have to do another thing on top of it, right? So you're actually giving them the value within that journey and within that conversation. You give them a little report at the end saying, hey, your results were, you know, your heart path is creative. What that means is, you know, you need to take time for yourself to write or to create or to, you know, be in your own zone. What you need help with maybe is systems and delegation and so on. So putting people in teams like that to, so that you can delegate and offload that stuff that you really don't want to do, gives you more time to be in your creative zone. And by the way, if you want to learn more, here's my webinar or my masterclass or, you know, my, whatever your next thing is, but right. It doesn't have to be the lead magnet.
Yeah. Or your products, right? So you've got a product that supports that, you've got, you know, a class that supports that and however you go to. So as we're going through this, because of course, all entrepreneurs and entrepreneurs, we have so many things that are going on. Catherine, I'm going to assume that the answer is yes. And it would be, you know, interesting if you said no, but you'd have, to, but do you take people through that process? Because I mean, the idea of a quiz, do you help people come up with the questions? Like what do, or should they be prepared with something before they call you? Like, are you, you know?
So I have a few offers, but if you actually want to learn more, well, let's do this, Deb. Let's have a little bit of fun. So okay. If you learn what a quiz actually looks like and see one live and in person, you can go to Quiz for My Biz. So all spelled out Quiz for F-O-R, mybiz.com. That's my quiz. My quiz right now is running to a one-on-one appointment. So you can get on my calendar and we can chat about different, you know, solutions for your business. And 2 weeks ago, that was running to a webinar registration form for my, you know, my course launch. So you can switch it up at the back end.
That's cool. So based on what it is that you're doing or doing now, like, you know, we're launching a book or, you know, you can come to the book launch or you can different things for people to get to know you more. That's really, that's quite incredible. It's quite incredible. Okay. Let's divert a little bit. Is there anything more like, I mean, I love how you talked about Linda. I think it is the one that had to be able to see a difference in the statistics and the analytics. And I think that's a part of business that's really engulfing when we first start our business, particularly passion starters. I call those people passion starters. You didn't go get your MBA. You didn't go do your research. You didn't decide that you were going to do this business because the market sector showed that there's this much business. You just were passion starters. You had an idea, or your friend had an idea, or you had an epiphany, or something dropped in your lap and you just went for it, right? As passion starters. I fall in that category on the quiz. You know, I mean, and then I, you know, now I do a lot more of the other, but because I, you know, learned that. And then sometimes people that are doing that don't really know where their passion is. They're making a decision based on numbers instead of heart. So it's a good way to put it together. But my point being is that sometimes we don't really understand studying analytics and reverse engineering and strategizing and all that kind of thing. And it sounds like this is something that could really reveal information that you wouldn't have otherwise thought to make decisions based on, right?
Or what not to make decisions based on. We're not going to get tripped up on the analytics, but the more information that you have, the better. Anytime that you can prove your key metrics, like your conversion rates or your show up rates, is just going to help your business. So whatever you can do to make people come to the stuff that you're inviting them to get them to engage and get them, ready to receive the offer. And that's what a quiz can do, is get them ready to receive your offer. And we go through that. And what's interesting is that even established clients and people that have been in business for a while, they often struggle with, okay, let's sit down and think about, what is that question? What is that one question that will draw people in? And the clarity that comes from that. I know I had another client, Jamie, saying, you know, just the process of sitting down and thinking through my offer and then coming up with the quiz question that would draw people in and start the conversation made me rethink. Like and really dig into my best clients and their language, because we sometimes get in our own heads, right? And we talk to ourselves in our own language, and nobody else talks to it. Like, I know I'm like the worst person for this. A lot of jargon, a lot of things that only I understand, and we do that. And being forced to kind of step back and say, would my clients, because they're not where I am by definition. They're where I was. What was I saying then? What words was I using? What words are they using now? And forcing you to do that, that's an exercise that people like probably should go through more than they do.
I totally agree. I always say that, you know, the name of a book, you know, there's an old story that I tell over and over again about a famous publisher who, New York bestseller, right? And then released a book, got the money, released the book. And so the publishing company said, you need to do a rewrite. So he went and found someone to redesign the cover. And it went New York bestseller.
Yeah.
All he switched was the color, the cover, the font, whatever. Didn't change one word on the inside. And sometimes it's really those metrics. I call it tweaking, right? Like that's what, you know, as coaches we do. We do a lot of tweaking. So it's that tweaking that honestly can change everything. So I think that's brilliant.
You can't tweak if you don't know what's doing well and what's not. So yeah. if you don't know, like, okay, 10% of people showed up to my webinar. Is that good or not? Like, I mean,
yes.
You know, if you don't, you need to know your metrics, because I mean, at the end of the day, folks, like, it's a business. Right. And you are the CEO of your business, and you get to choose what that business and what you as a CEO will be looking at. So, you know, like, I'm telling you that when I walked into Apple or Pepsi or HP or any of them, they knew their numbers, right? Down to the penny, they knew their numbers. And they pivoted where needed. So if you something's not working, you either fix it or you release it and so on.
Yeah, I love that. Fix it or release it. There you go. Fix it or release it. And it's interesting, and everyone's numbers can be different. Look, I was working with this woman yesterday, and she's like, her goal was to have 7 people. Now, for some people, they're like, what? 7 people? Like, all this person wants, she was completely thrilled that 7 people showed up to her class. Why? Because these 7 people were exactly the people that were going to go to the retreat for whatever. That was her capacity. That was her financial goal. You know, could it be 7 people at 10,000 or 7 or 70 people at 1,000, right? It doesn't really matter. For her, 7 people was the success number. So you don't think it takes a lot to get 7 people, but there's energy and effort and marketing to get those people that are thinking that way. We have a very, you know, specific demographic of people she wants to work with. And that's what it is. So it's interesting. We're not necessarily having to talk about getting a quiz in front of millions of people. No. If your capacity is 6 figures and you want to do a retreat that's got 12 people and they're all paying da da da, that one retreat, say you want to be a 6-figure earner, she's doing that one retreat 12 people coming at $10,000. She's done her yearly work. Now go to Bali and suntan. So it's really all relative. It's all really all relative, right?
And it's like, I will take 10 people that are highly qualified in my room over 1,000 people. And I now have to figure out which 10 are the ones that I want to talk to, because that wastes way more energy and far more time and far more money. Give me the 10. Let me figure out those 10, because now I've got a conversation. Now we can get down. Now I can actually, you know, be in my zone of genius, and not be convincing or cajoling or, you know, trying to figure out whether or not this is going to work for you. Like, I mean, this works for everyone that's in my room, because that's the way it's been designed to make sure that those are the ones that we're bringing in.
Yeah. 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 I mean, they may have different levels of interest, but they have interest, but they have interest.
Yeah.
And so, I appreciate that. I mean, the years of starting our business years ago, and you hear people like, and this was actually a marketing strategy for many people, particularly, you know, passionpreneurs. It's a new word. I just came up with it. Hashtag that and make some t-shirts. Was the, you know, throw bleep at the wall and see what sticks. No. We're all tired enough to know that doesn't work. Right. So, if you're a new preneur, you know, learn from that. Okay. I think we've talked about this.
The finer you can get, like down to the person, like down to, I want the person with the blue shirt and the yellow car and the pink socks. I don't care what that is, but get it down to that. And like, you'll never look for leads again, because they will find you because you're talking their language and you're putting the energy out there to attract them.
Yeah. Well, and the cool thing is, you know, in my business, I get referred a lot, right? Just as much as I'm sure you do too. And so if I'm dealing with my people and they tend to hang with the same kind of people, then you're going to have a nicer number in terms of referral as well, right? So whether it's, you know, anti-aging skincare or whether it's, you know, masterminds or whatever it is, right? Yep. Those people are probably they're probably in the same circle as those people. And so it makes for easier referrals as well. Yeah.
Well, again, all your metrics go up. So
all your metrics
goes up, quality of the leads go up, your sales go up. You're like, I mean, just life is just easier.
I'll take it. Okay. So look, I have a question for you that's completely off topic. So before we go off topic, I want you to tell people how they can fill out your quiz. What is this website you're talking about? Yep. What do you got coming down the pipeline? What's new in the world of Catherine O'Leary?
Catherine
O'Leary. Yeah. You're also a speaker. You know, you're also a speaker and you do amazing presentations. So tell us, girl, what's in the pipeline and where can people reach you?
Yeah. So you can always find me at quizformybiz.com. All my information is there. So take the quiz. Nobody comes into my world without taking the quiz. So that's rule number one. You got to take the quiz, because otherwise you might not be my peeps. Right. So, the pipeline is full. So, we've got a course going right now and it'll be relaunched again in January. And then we've got done for you clients as well. And we've got lots of speaking and summits and so on coming up. In fact, Deb, I think you and I are on something in a week, on the 21st, I believe. And we're doing that. So I will see you guys on that. And, I mean, it's busy right up until Christmas. So it's a lot. And I think the one thing that people need to understand is that we're coming out of the pandemic. We're coming out of a lot of things, including traditional business model. That's gone. But right now is you get to create the business model. So create the business model that you want to work 4 days a week. Okay. You know, like, but there are ways to make sure that you do that. But I mean, that is a possibility. So have fun with it and create what you need to create. And, you know, you can create your own little universe and your own little quiz.
Awesome. And I'm going to answer the question. Yes, me and Catherine are doing some great things together. We're going to be speaking on some stages together, and I'm hoping we're going to be in some publications together. And if you guys, whenever you're listening to this, because, you know, we send out our podcast plentiful for many times. And look, it, we're going to be on an event together, and it is the launch of the upcoming planner. And if for some reason, you didn't get yourself on there, you didn't take the quiz. No, if you didn't get yourself on there, you can go to my YouTube, you guys, you can go to my media page, you can go to all of that. And that whole event will be there. It'll be in my LinkedIn and features, but honestly, my YouTube is where all of that stuff stays. And so Catherine's going to do a really special presentation, and it's going to be focused around top performance, how to have the optimum top performance using quizzes. So it's really going to be snap, snap, you know, so go on there and listen to her speak, because, and I know she's got like another special little thing she's going to give them, but you're just going to have to watch and find out, because that's what we're doing. Okay, girl, completely different, completely different. Okay. Now look at, obviously, I was making a joke about you liking whiskey, and you have the last name O'Leary, and I happen to know that you have a relationship to Ireland, and I'm doing this walk across Ireland to raise money for the music industry and some great organizations, you guys. Just came back from New York and talked with Alicia Keys's crew, and She Is the Music, and Unison for Canada, which, Catherine, you're part of Canada, and so Unison is super grateful that we're going to be donating there. And then, of course, you know, the charity Trailing in Ireland, they're going to be getting back to us, because, you know, they have to check it with the board. So that's a little, you know, that's Ireland. They're coming up on the third. But music, you know, music is such a beautiful healing vibration in the world. And I know that you know that, in Ireland is full of grand music. But my friend, if you are on your way to a private desert island and it's just you, and it's you, you know, that's it. That's the deal. You're taking your suitcase. You've got room for one album, one album, and it can't be a greatest hits, and it can't be your playlist. What album are you taking with you?
Wow.
I know.
I'm probably going to go with Ed Sheeran and Galway Girl.
I love it. Yeah. I love it. I love it. That's awesome. Yeah. Galway Girl. Yeah. All right. That's fair. That's why we're going to Galway. We're actually going from Dublin to Galway, and Galway to Cliffs of Moher. And when Corinne's like, why are we going to Galway? Because we have to divert. Like, eight marathons aren't enough for you. And I'm like, because we need Ed, or, you know, you two to show up in Galway and sing. And look at, if you guys are listening out there and you can sing Galway Girl, meet us in Galway and sing it. And be live,
We're talking to Cadre. We're gonna get the Irish dancers.
Oh yeah, that's right. I'm gonna give you that job. Let's do that together. Let's get in touch with them together, me and you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's on our quest. Okay, we're gonna be talking tomorrow or something, next couple days.
Yeah.
Okay. So here it is, you guys. You're amazing. You're the best audience ever. Look, I've got a big project coming up I want to share. And we were talking about speaking, we were talking about authorship. Look, at International Women's Day, we are going to be launching the largest authorship and speakership event that I actually know about. This is a quest since I was in my 20s. It is called Mission Accepted. 262 women entrepreneurs, entrepreneurs, creatives, and media rock legacy and tell all. If you want a VIP invite to that, please let us know. If you want to be a speaker or an author on that, it's a 10-week stand up, speak up, and show up. Yes, you. Summits are going to be running from that. And it's going to be incredible. There's going to be an amazing amount of men and women at this event, right? Men and women at this event. And we want you to be a part of it. And we just love you. So thank you so much, Catherine, for taking time away. You guys, she's supposed to be around the pool, chi-chiing it right now, pina colading it. And she's taking time to share this with us. Because look, it's important to stay on top of some of the stuff. If it doesn't make sense to you, just reach out to her, because it took me a couple of conversations to really understand how this could be implemented into my marketing. I just needed more information. So don't be afraid when something's new to go, I don't know what you're talking about. Thanks for that conversation. Can you please tell me more, or explain it to me in a way that makes sense to me, or implement it into what I'm doing so that you can have the results? Because this is what gives you the edge. These kind of, it's why we bring people like Catherine in. It's why we invite marketing people on here, to give you the edge to up the game. Because honestly, we just want you to be successful, but we don't want you to work yourself to the bone to do it. We just want to make it easy for you. So if you don't understand it, that's probably a good thing. And that's why we have from Gen Z to Double Boomer on the show. And so just again, thank you from the bottom of my heart. Please share this episode. Thank you so much. And Catherine, enjoy your leaving the hotel room and go be around the pool. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, and enjoy the rest of your day, everyone.
All right, be groovy, you guys. Be